It's the 159th Egg and Royal Show, so 160th next year, all being well. It's based upon agriculture and horticulture, as it always has been, and that's where the roots are and that's where the members expect it to be. But it's a family show, so we've modernised in terms of entertainments and acts. And Scurry Racing is going to be very, very popular because it's the little horses and carts and the ponies rushing around an arena at great speed and the people all around the arena cheering them on. So that's a real highlight, plus the motorbikes and quad bikes and the hawks and falconry, which are incredibly popular year after year. To see a hawk flying low over the children who are sitting on the grass and see the looks of the children as the hawk goes past. And then we've got all the old favourites, the arts and crafts, the horticulture, the models and the livestock and the cage birds and the Punch and Judy and the vintage cars and the traction engines. They're all there because they're so popular and people love to come and look at them for a long, long time and gaze at them and vote on their favourite car. And the trade stands also bring a lot of life and revenue. So it's a good old-fashioned country show, not nearly as big as Surrey County Show, but we don't try to be. We just want to keep it going if we can. Do you remember those years ago when we asked children in a little survey, where does milk come from? And 75% said from the petrol station and 20% said from the supermarket and 5% said from the cow. So we really do try and remind children of the importance of animals and farming and let the children get up close with all the handlers and let them actually see what a real cow, real pig, real sheep and so on looks like. And the joy on their faces is fantastic. The community is really important because this is the one event, apart from Magna Carta Day, which is important to Runnymede, which brings all the people of Egham and Thorpe and surrounding villages together. I think for each generation, for some of the older generations, they love remembering the real importance of farming and they hope that that will continue in our part of the world. For the mums and dads who bring in the kids, it's a lovely day to wander around, let them try the go-karts, let them get close to the animals, let them see all the excitement in the main arena. And, for very young families, they're still coming in. The beer tent is very popular. And the horticulture is lovely as well. So there is such a wide variety going on the showground for people. And, from 10 o'clock each day, they've got an awful lot to look at and see and take part in. And the dog show, I mustn't forget, that's very popular. Dog looking most like owner is the one I like.